Dissociated sensory loss in a CAPE-like distribution suggests what diagnosis?
That classic presentation points directly to syringomyelia.
What symptoms are associated with Chiari malformation and syringomyelia?
Patients frequently report severe occipital headaches, balance issues, difficulty swallowing, CAPE-like sensory loss, and limb spasticity.
What are the major types of intramedullary spinal cord tumors?
The top two are ependymomas and astrocytomas, and their relative prevalence varies quite a bit between adult and pediatric cases.
What clinical features suggest a musculoskeletal mimic rather than neurologic disease?
If there's a complete lack of sensory symptoms or objective neurological deficits, but the individual has pain with passive range of motion or pain that gets worse at night and when reaching overhead, you should think of shoulder or musculoskeletal pathology instead.
What are the major types of intervertebral disc herniation?
They are categorized based on structural appearance into bulging, protrusion, extrusion, and sequestration, depending on whether the annulus fibrosis is intact and how far the disc fragment has drifted.
What are modic end plate changes and how are they classified?
These are distinct signal changes seen within the vertebral end plates on MRI. They're broken into three types. Type 1 represents active inflammation, type 2 indicates fatty replacement, and type 3 signifies bony sclerosis.
Why are some spinal cord pathologies not reversible with decompression?
Long-standing compression can cause chronic cord ischemia, a breakdown of the blood-spinal cord barrier, local inflammation, and irreversible death of neurons and oligodendrocytes, meaning surgical decompression can't fix the damage that's already done.
How does myelopathy evolve clinically over time?
An acute cord injury initially presents with spinal shock and flaccid paralysis. Over time, chronic myelopathy transitions into upper motor neuron signs, causing progressive spastic weakness, hyperreflexia, gait instability, and neurogenic bladder or bowel dysfunction.
Why is a time-based diagnostic approach important in myelopathy?
Relying purely on tracking which spinal tracts are affected isn't enough, because chronic degenerative spondylotic disease can easily mimic a wide variety of specific cord syndromes. Paying close attention to the actual speed and tempo of symptom progression is what helps nail down the correct underlying cause.
Now we explore subsection, which outlines the different spinal cord syndromes. What are the key clinical features of hemicord Brown-Séquard syndrome?
It causes weakness and a loss of vibration and proprioception on the same side as the lesion, combined with a loss of pain and temperature sensation on the opposite side. It stems from a structural issue affecting one half of the cord, like multiple sclerosis, trauma, or a tumor, and can present incompletely depending on exactly which tracts are compromised.